بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، أجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Social harmony and social coherence and togetherness is very essential for the prosperity, the happiness, the stability of our community. How do we do that? One of the ways of maintaining social cohesion is to take care of the people, is to inquire about them and check on them. Checking on people, asking about them. أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ بالحديث الشريف، أحب الناس إلى الله تعالى أنفعهم للناس. The closest among you to the heart of God is the one of the most benefit to mankind. الناس، mankind, not Muslims, huh? Not those who pray, not those who... الناس، إني جاعلك للناس. The Quran has different expressions. When he uses الناس, the entire mankind. Check on them. Inquire about them. We are social beings. Sometimes people are not asking for money, but they ask for respect. They ask for acknowledgement. They ask that someone check on them. Some people go through financial difficulties. Some people have a court appearance. He needs someone to inspire him, encourage him, reads dua for him, say inshallah, you will be fine. Sometimes they have social conflicts, divorce. Divorce is very traumatic. Some people go through divorce. Some cases takes 2 years, 3 years, 5 years in the courts. They need help. They need emotional help, emotional support. Some people go through times of distress and tragedies, a loss of a loved one. It's not easy to lose your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your brother, your friend who was very close to you. It's not easy. So we need to express our solidarity. We need to support. We need to give. This is the zakat. Sometimes the zakat is 20% of money. Sometimes the zakat is 20%, 30% of your time, your effort, your speech, your manners, your love, your care. This is also zakat. Working in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people do not like you to ask about them. Leave them alone. Please leave them alone. Huh? Please leave them alone. Don't go after. If you feel that this guy, when you call him, he gets irritated, leave him alone. Some people are obsessed with confidentiality. Okay? Don't. But others, they would welcome that. 90% of the people, they love for someone to ask about them. You change their life. You inspire them. Don't they tell you, you made my day today when you asked about me, when you said salam to me? One of the simplest ways, it doesn't cost you money, neither time, is that to take out your phone, smartphone, and send a short but inspiring text message. and ask about people. Sometimes it takes only these small emojis, you know, the heart, the flowers, red flower, yellow flower, whatever. Okay? Send it to people. Sometimes it's salam, only salam. These things are inspiring. People know that you are remembering them. You are not neglecting them. You are not abandoning them. You are not forgetting them. They are important. When they are missing, they are important. Don't use text messages to insult people. Don't use WhatsApp as a tool to attack, to put people down, to reproach, to criticize. If you have a criticism, face people, face them, face to face. In a room, closed room, tell him, I need to talk to you. And then you may yell at him. But don't do that, because most of the time, these text messages are confusing. There is a lot of misunderstanding there. Creates misunderstanding. And this misunderstanding creates tension between you. And it might break your relationship, your friendship. Don't use it to criticize. Use it in a positive way, in an effective way, in an inspiring way, in an encouraging way. Say, mashallah, good job, I'm proud of you. When you say this to your son, I was reading an article today in the morning that sometimes our children, they have a problem. I'm going to mention this next week, inshallah, God willing. They have a problem. They are not waiting for a lecture from me. No. They are waiting for a word of encouragement, inspiration, strength. God says to Prophet Muhammad, لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. I am here. I sent this book and Jibreel and Wahi. So I encourage you. I know you go through troubles, hardships. I know. I know your role is very important. Your job is very difficult. So I keep encouraging you. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. This is what you must do to your son, to your daughter, to your friend, to your akh, to your ukh, to your brother, to your sister in the community. Encourage them. Help them out with the beautiful words. Use technology today. Use it to build, not to destroy. This technology has the potential of destroying our families and our societies. But you have to be smart. Don't use it in a way that you put people down. Don't destroy their spirit. God sent us to strengthen people, not to destroy them. If he wants to destroy them, he's the Lord. He's the owner, not me. I have to be an agent of goodness, an agent of unity, an agent of good news to the people, inspiration, encouragement, forgiveness. God said to Musa, Ya Musa, I sent you to Bani Israel, not just to threaten them. Give them good news. Speak about my mercy. Tell them that God is merciful. Whatever you did, God can erase that. If you are willing to go back to him, God is going to erase that. Be a positive element in that. I need my messenger, my envoy, my ambassador to be an agent of goodness and love, to bring people to me. Don't let them run away from me. Many religious leaders, they make people run away from religion because of a religious leader, because of a alim, because of a scholar who has ilm, but he does not know how to attract. We have to learn. وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ. God says, let there be among you, not all of you. All of you don't have the capacity, you don't have the time. But among you, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ, a community, an elite community. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. They always invite people to goodness. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They enjoin good. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They forbid evil. وَأُولَٰئِكَ. It is those, this elite group, هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The prosperous one. Those are the leaders. Those are who build this life and the hereafter. They have a better life waiting for them there. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ. Let me conclude with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُرُورٌ. The most beloved acts of us to God, what is it? سُرُورٌ, a joy, يُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. you bring joy to the heart of a believer, a Muslim, أو تكشف عنه كربة, or you remove a distress for him. He's in a trouble, you bring him relief. تكشف عنه كربة. That is the most noble act in the eyes of God. I said this last night, and I'm going to repeat it. This Sunday, a group of people like you here, who are sitting, some of them, here and there, in the sister section, in the brother section, they went to downtown. They have families, they have homework to do, they have things to do, they have life, they have relatives. But they were seeking God's pleasure through different ways, not conventional ways. Dua and salat and, you know. They reached out to homeless people who sleep in the streets. Our state is number one in homelessness in the nation. Do you know that? The Golden State. Number one. Who is responsible for that? God says the hypocrites, when we tell them, the prophet tells them, give and feed, they say, God is responsible. Don't come to me. God created them. Let God help them. But God made you as an agent. God wants you to prosper. God knows how to give, and he is giving. God has given you and giving mankind. But God wants you through the process of giving and donation and helping out to grow. You're going to grow. You're going to benefit. God is not going to benefit. Don't think that God, one day he's down, the following day he's up. God does not fluctuate. God is the same God. The same God. Neither his knowledge increases or decreases, nor his wealth, nor his power. It's the same. It is us. Us, we need these acts of charity and acts of goodness. When they reach out, and I am very proud of them. This is an act of ibadah. This is how we should raise our children, to be thoughtful, to be thoughtful. You are living on an earth, sharing the earth with more than 7 billion. They are your brothers and sisters. You have to care about them. This is the spirit of Islam. So thank you to all of those, the sisters, the brothers who went there, who helped out. And inshallah, we see more and more as we get to close to the month of Ramadan. Next Friday is going to be in Rajab. Tuesday is the beginning of Rajab. So the next 3 months are the holiest, Rajab, Sha'ban, and Ramadan. We have to increase the acts of goodness, especially food drive, when you save the lives, the dignity of some people who are sleeping in the streets. Tonight, inshallah, we have the kids' club. Very good programs for our kids from 6 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have the ladies and sisters session from 4 to 6. And then, inshallah, we have the tafsir, which is for the young generation, at 6:30, inshallah, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. And March 7th, we are celebrating the Milad of our Imam, our leader, the man who dedicated 63 years of his life, 64 years of his life, to serving people, to serving mankind. And that is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. That is inshallah on March 7th, Saturday. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Wahhid qulubana 'ala al khayr wal birri was salah wat taqwa ya arhamar rahimin. Munna 'ala mardana bil shifa'i wal 'afiyah. وعجل في فرج إمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.